Let's consider three significant aspects of your life: health, wealth, and happiness. Of the three, health is, in my opinion, the most important. If you're dead, wealth and happiness may not matter that much. The problem is, many people sacrifice one for the other. For example, many people sacrifice their health for wealth, or their happiness for wealth. We all know people who are working hard and are wealthy, but are not taking care of their health. Or, like my dad, worked hard for money and title, but sacrificed health, wealth, and happiness. All three are important, especially if you are a baby boomer without much money and running out of time. So these are my suggestions. 1. If you are not doing what you love, then start doing it, even if it is only part-time. For example, a friend of mine is a civil servant and hates it, but is passionate about golf. Every Saturday, he goes by the local golf course and volunteers his time for free. He works in the local pro shop, teaches, and helps out with tournaments. He has only a few more years before retirement, but because he has made so many friends at the golf course, he has opportunities to go full-time in golf once he retires. 2. Start investing in things you love. Notice again the word love. I know most of you have heard that you should work at what you love. Well, the same is true for investing. Too many people invest their money in things they know nothing about, things they are not interested in, and things they do not love. I invest only in what I love. I love real estate. My wife, Kim, says, "You've never gone past a building or piece of dirt you did not love." I also love oil because I worked in the industry when at the academy. I understand it. I also love gold and silver. If you love what you're investing in, you're more likely to study the subject, know the pros and cons, and understand the ins and outs. And the more informed you are about your investments, the more likely you are to choose ones that will make you money. 3. Hire a coach. In 2005, I looked at a picture of Kim and me in Hawaii. I was shocked at how fat I had gotten. I looked like a balloon. I had known I was heavy, but I always deceived myself that I was not as heavy as other people and that I could easily go on a diet and get back to fighting weight. I have been telling myself those lies for about 25 years. Looking at that picture shocked me into action. It was not the fear of dying that got me to take action. It was the fear of losing time with Kim that hit me in the head. I had a lot to live for. I also knew that I did not have the willpower to do what I needed to do on my own. I had been lying to myself for 25 years. I needed a coach, a mentor, someone who was going to hold me accountable and have me do what I did not have the discipline to do on my own. A year later, I was over 50 pounds lighter. But more than weight, my percentage of body fat went from 36% to 20%. To get here, I had to reinvent myself. Change starts in the head. Today, when people ask me how I've lost the weight, what kind of diet I'm on, what type of exercise I do, I try to explain that it is not as much because of what I did as it is because of how I've changed my thinking. If you're a baby boomer without much money and you're running out of time, it's time to make a change in your life. If you can, hire a coach to assist you, someone with the expertise to help you reinvent the part of your life that needs attention. Love is the key to a life of health, wealth, and happiness. It is easier to be healthy if you are happy. It is easier to be wealthy if you are happy. And it is easier to be happy if you are in love with what you are doing. Many of us allow fear to run our lives, not love. Make a commitment to yourself to let love dictate what you do next. You are far more likely to have the results of health, wealth, and happiness if your thoughts and actions are rooted in love. Some people think that doing what you love or investing in what you love or becoming healthy out of love means things should be easy. Love is not easy, and it can sometimes be painful. Many people give up loving, whether it was a job, a person, a place, it could be anything, because it was painful. How many of us have heard someone say, "I'll never love again"? Love may not make life easier, but it does give meaning to life. Love is spiritual, although sometimes painful. Every time I'm in the gym in agony and wanting to quit, I simply think of my sweetheart, Kim, and I find the will to carry on. 2 hours of pain makes for a longer and happier life with the person I love the most, so I put up with the pain. The same is true with work and with investing. If not for love, I could not get through the pain and frustration that often comes with work and investing. Anyone who thinks love is easy is obviously someone who has never loved.